May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts collectively be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Business is an attitude towards hope. Business is an avenue towards hope. If you have your Bibles, I'd invite you to turn to chapter 32 of Jeremiah, where we'll be focusing a few minutes. This is a text that I think is a powerful one. You may or may not be familiar with it, but it's one of those ahas and unexpected kind of teachings that I think is especially appropriate with a group like this. Jeremiah found himself in Jerusalem. This is in the 6th century BCE. The Babylonian army led by King Nebuchadnezzar had surrounded the city. It was under siege. It was about to fall. And this is all according to Jeremiah's prophecy given to him by the Lord to King Zedekiah. Zedekiah didn't like that word very much. And so he put Jeremiah in prison off and on. He put him in and take him out. That's the setting. And so we read in verse 1 and following, "This is the word of the Lord to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of the Zedekiah king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. The army of the king of Babylon was then besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was confined in the courtyard of the guard in the royal palace of Judah. Now Zedekiah, king of Judah, had imprisoned him there for saying, 'Why do you prophesy as you do? You say, this is what the Lord says. I am about to hand this city over to the king of Babylon, and he will capture it. Zedekiah, king of Judah, will not escape out of the hands of the Babylonians, but will certainly be handed over to the king of Babylon and will speak with him face to face and see him with his own eyes. He will take Zedekiah to Babylon, where he will remain until I deal with him, declares the Lord. If you fight against the Babylonians, you will not succeed.'" No wonder King Zedekiah was not pleased. Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me that Hanamel, son of Shalem, your uncle, is going to come to you and say, 'Buy my field at Anathoth, because as nearest relative, it is your right and duty to buy it.'" Now, do you hear what's going on here? By the way, I apologize for the pixels on this smartphone photo from the 6th century. But that is Hanamel, cousin of Jeremiah, out in a field inspecting it. And Hanamel's graciously offering to sell this field just before Jerusalem is going to fall. The armies are surrounding it. What a deal. What an opportunity. What a real estate agent. And Jeremiah is listening to this. Verse 6, Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me. Hanamel, son of Shalem, your uncle is going to come to you and say, 'Buy a field at Anathoth, because as nearest relative, it is your right and duty to buy it.'" Now I bring up the remainder here. This is not a red letter Bible. This is a yellow highlighted Bible. And I've highlighted those sections that underscore the business and legal aspect of this sale. This reads more like a legal document than scripture. So what's going on here? "Then, just as the Lord said to my cousin Hanamel, came to see me in the courtyard of the guard and said, 'Buy my field at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin, since it is your right to redeem it and possess it, buy it for yourself.' I knew that this was the word of the Lord, so I bought the field at Anathoth from my cousin Hanamel and weighed out for him 17 shekels of silver," not 15, not 18, but 17. "I signed and sealed the deed, had it witnessed, weighed out the silver on the scales. I took the deed of purchase, the sealed copy containing the terms and conditions, as well as the unsealed copy. And I gave this deed to Baruch, son of Neriah, the son of Mashiach, in the presence of my cousin Hanamel and of the witnesses who had signed the deed." So there were witnesses, there were scales, there was the counting of money, there were double copies of deeds beginning in verse 13. In their presence I gave Baruch these instructions. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. God of Israel is interested in contracts? Verse 14, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Take these documents, both the sealed and the unsealed copies of the deed of purchase, and put them in a clay jar so they will last a long time. For this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land. Is this about a legal contract and a sale of property during the siege on Jerusalem? Partially, but it's a means to a greater message, which is a message of hope. Business is an avenue for hope, utilized by God through Jeremiah to send a message to the people that are about to be conquered, captured, and sent off to Babylon. Even in the midst of dire consequence, God is already giving them a word of hope that your people will return one day. Life can get messy. Life can have its consequences. But ultimately, God is a God of hope, of redemption. And God utilizes many arms and tools of the kingdom to do that, including business. Business and legal procedures to make sure everything is done proper and in order. Do you ever hear people say, our church is too business-oriented? Maybe we're not business-oriented enough. Maybe we don't utilize the tools of our people in order to send a message of hope, particularly if we're looking at triple bottom lines and purposes beyond simple profit, but we're thinking about people and God and future possibilities. I want to talk about another unlikely business person. Jeremiah was a business person. In the day, he probably would not have been thought of being that good of a business person to take the deal he did. We're going to look at a priest now. We looked at a prophet. Now we're going to look at a priest by the name of Father Gregory Boyle. Gregory Boyle is a member of the SJ orders of the Catholic Church. SJ means Society of Jesus, which is another term for the Jesuits. He's the founder and director of Homeboy Industries, the world's largest gang intervention and rehabilitation program, and former pastor of Dolores Mission Church in Los Angeles. Again, a religious guy who is the director of Homeboy Industries. By the way, homeboy is a term used for gang members, current gang members, former gang members. He's a priest. His congregation is made up primarily of parolees, ex-prisoners, drug addicts, families broken for any number of purposes and reasons. And we're going to hear his story of how God uses business to bring about hope. Homeboy Industries is about, you might say this is one of the bottom lines, job development to the most disenfranchised segment of our community, formerly gang-affiliated youth, parolees, and undereducated poor. Homeboy Industries is a beacon of hope, an opportunity to those seeking to leave gang life, for whom the barriers and challenges are great, for whom there is virtually no other avenue to have a second chance to order, enter the mainstream society. Does this remind you maybe of Luke 4? Jesus' proclamation at the beginning of his ministry, where he said he was called to proclaim good news. Hope is good news. Where he was called to proclaim freedom for the prisoner, for the persons that are oppressed, for the folks that are on the margins. Sound familiar? And then the third one is to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's another phrase for the concept of Jubilee, which was announced in Old Testament, rarely practiced, and yet when Jesus started his ministry, he used that phrase as a callback to the original intent of God, that this Jubilee, which involved a number of different practices, including returning land that had been lost from families over a 50-year period to the original owners. You know how complicated that could get. But another way of looking at Jubilee is the whole concept of second chance. Jubilee is about giving people, families, a second chance when things didn't work out. It's a leveling impact. So the rich don't get too rich and the poor don't get too poor. That was the original intent. And Jesus was kind of reinstituting it through Isaiah, who prophesied it in Isaiah 61. This is Father Greg with his congregation. Some of them. It's much larger than this. But these are the people that he found room for who would not have found room anywhere else in that community. Because if you are a former gang member, if you are a former convict or a parolee, guess what? It's really hard to get a job. And jobs are more than just some place to go for 40 hours out of the week. Jobs are places where we get dignity because we're able to support ourselves, we're able to support our family, we're able to put food on the table and clothing on our backs. Jobs give us an identity. Jobs provide a community for us to belong to, a sense of belonging. Jobs are more than just a paycheck. It's who we are. And Father Boyle understood that and realized that if he was going to be good news, if he was going to present the gospel of Jesus Christ, it had to be done in practical and tangible ways. This picture reminds me of Revelation 21, where it talks about in the New Jerusalem. Remember, we just read about the old Jerusalem that was destroyed. In Revelation, we hear about this New Jerusalem, which is in a city, not in a field. But in this New Jerusalem, there's going to be the gathering of the nations, of all people groups. Homeboy Industries has taken over a block in Los Angeles where they have their headquarters. And they also have a couple of their industries, a bakery and a cafe run by Homegirl Ministries. Since 1986, when Father Boyle decided to go into business, into his father's business, just like Jesus talked about being in his father's business, this is what's happened. Now, Homeboy Industries has grown from a single bakery to almost a dozen social enterprises, which provide both a vital training ground for clients as well as revenue streams to support the mission. Expansion of our businesses proves that people can transcend their past and become valuable, empowered employees and business leaders. Hope is achieved through business, particularly through businesses run by Christians, followers of Jesus. Regardless of how small or how large or how dramatic the situations we may live in, whether it's a city under siege or whether it is a city filled with gangs, even in hometown America, we can make a difference in people's lives by the way we see them and by the way we exercise our faith and values to them. Just a reminder of the proclamation from Jesus to proclaim good news, to proclaim freedom, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, not bad bottom lines, to include with having margin in our profits so we can do and be missionaries in our communities. Business, a key to hope. True for Jeremiah. True for Homeboy Ministries. True for you and what God has placed on your heart and in your life. Amen.